But now it's good morning to Father Mtembeni Dlamini. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Father. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Lovely talking to you. And we want to talk youth matters this morning. You are the National Catholic Youth Chaplain. And we thought let's talk a little bit about the World Youth Day. And I want to ask you, are young people in the Catholic Church showing any enthusiasm in this year's Mini World Youth Day, which is going to be happening in Durban?
From the reports that I have received from the dioceses that are preparing young people to come for the Mini World Youth Day 2017 in Durban, there is excitement, but of course there is a concern about the amount that they are to pay this year.
Mm.
But I hear that those, especially coming from the north, are quite excited about coming down to Durban. I don't know whether more about Durban or being in the environment of Durban in December, or it's the whole planning. But we have tried our best to improve from last time.
So all the dioceses have been duly informed about this?
Yes, we opened our registration in March, end of March. That was the 31st of March.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to that, we had communicated with dioceses, and I remember when I finished my presentation at the plenary, I did inform the dioceses of the venue and other details about the celebration. But we started planning the Mini World Youth Day 2017 last year, June.
Okay.
That's when we formed the team. With the Archdiocese of Devon and Devon Cluster.
Father, any predictions about how many young people might be coming to this Mini World Youth Day?
Yeah, in Bosco we had about 1,500.
Right.
But this time we're expecting 5,000. We are planning for 5,000 young people.
Okay.
Then the question is, are we able to meet the target? But
right.
We are doing our best to encourage dioceses to advertise.
Mm-hmm.
We have created a poster and we have sent it to dioceses, and more and some dioceses are asking for more posters. We have a Facebook page which we created specifically for advertising the event, which is Mini World Youth Day 2017. You can get it on Facebook. We also have a website for the event. We didn't have it last time, which is www.miniworldyouthday.co.za.
Okay.
So we're trying our best to advertise, and I hope that the coordinators and the chaplains of dioceses will assist us in getting young people to come together.
All right. Now, Father, tell me, where is it going to be held?
It's going to be in the Archdiocese of Durban Exhibition Center, which is near ICC.
Okay.
But prior, that is going to be on the 6th to the 10th of December. But prior the 6th, we are going to have what we call Days in Parishes.
Mm-hmm.
Which will start from the 3rd to the 6th of December. So we are planning the entire week for the celebration.
All right. Okay. So when you say days in the parish, is it in Durban or the parishes from which people come?
Yes. We are working with three dioceses because we didn't want to burden Durban with so much preparations.
Right.
So it's going to be a shared responsibility between the Diocese of Ishawe, Diocese of Marian Hill, and the Archdiocese of Devon. So we are engaging with those three dioceses to give us deaneries that can host, and within those deaneries identify parishes that can host young people from the 3rd to the 6th of December. So there will be a different activities that will be planned. We have actually given some kind of an outline of what could be done during those days,
right.
But the deanery and the parish is free to add their own creativity.
Okay, so when is the actual World Youth Day taking place?
The actual World Youth Day, is taking place in Panama in January of 2019, which doesn't also give us much time to prepare.
All right.
Because then we don't have the other 6 months, so we only have about 1.5 years to prepare.
Okay.
Which could be kind of like difficult for people, and it's going to be a little bit expensive because Panama is a little bit far. There are no direct flights to Panama.
Mm. All right. Now let's just go through this mini World Youth Day. It's going to be held in Durban. And the actual day is going to be what, the 6th of December, is it?
It's sixth to the 10th of December.
All right.
But then we have got dates and parishes from the 3rd to the 6th of December.
So it's quite a long period. Now, how does one go about this? I mean, is there a cost involved? What does it cost, and what do people have to do?
If people could check our website, they'll find all the details there. But we have got 2 packages. Because this time we are not using tents and schools and all that. We are using the facilities around Durban, around the city center, which are hotels, lodges, and some other kind of accommodation, but then we have divided them according to style.
Right.
The first package will be 2,000 rand.
Right.
It covers accommodation and meals, and then also assists us in terms of logistics. And then the other one is for those who will be booking accommodation, which is more than 3 stars. And it covers the same as food and accommodation. The difference is that the other one are more than 2 stars, and so it costs more.
Mm-hmm.
But still, we still need donations to cover the cost, because if we're charging everything from the pilgrims, then the money will end up going a little bit much higher.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And can people go there and stay with friends in Durban, or do they have to stay in the accommodation that's provided?
The presiding team decided that a person who's coming to Durban for the mini World Youth Day is to use the 2 packages.
Mm.
I think also it has to do with the fact that we might end up securing more accommodation with hotels and lodges, and then end up not getting people to come there, because sometimes some hotels, they want a deposit, and they'll give you up until a certain time where you're supposed to pay. But then you need to be sure that, okay, if there are 1,000 people registered, you know that they have registered for these packages, and so there will be people who are using those hotels. Otherwise, if we open it, then we might as well not even secure the hotel, because we might not get people to come coming there.
Mm-hmm.
But it is actually a bargain, because if you calculate, we are people are paying more or less 250. Rand per night in Durban in December, which will never get a place that will cost that much.
That's
during
right.
that time.
Mm.
And that includes also breakfast.
Okay, all right. And now tell me, if people are staying at hotels or boarding houses or guest houses and so on, and they've got to get from there to the center, is that included in the price? Is transport included?
Yes, we are trying to get hotels and lodges near the exhibition center, but we are also working towards getting some buses that will assist people, especially in the evening,
right.
get from their lodges to the center.
And will that be included in the price, or is that extra?
I believe that even last time in Bosco, some people had their own transport around.
Mm-hmm.
But in case they don't have their own transport around, they will be assisted.
Right, okay.
Yes, especially those who will be just dropped by their taxis and then they go back, will have to assist them because that will be a security issue.
Right.
Otherwise, if we finish around 23 hours and then we're expecting young people to walk to their lodges,
right,
a lot of things might happen along the way. So to make sure that they are secure, especially in the evening, I think during the day they can walk, but in the evening they will have to be escorted back to their places of accommodation.
Yes. I'm talking to Father Mtembeni Dlamini, the National Youth Chaplain. Now, Father, do people have to register by a certain date?
Yeah, we had put the 31st of October, but I think we'll have to bring it forward because we need to have Plan B.
Right.
Otherwise, if we think by 31st, if people could try to register by at least the end of August, it would be much better, so that we can see if we need to find another way of filling up the seats.
Right. Okay.
Just to mention this, we have had some other countries inquiring about our Mini World Peace Day, and they are quite interested, and one of them is Zimbabwe. So we were thinking also of opening up to other countries except for these three that belongs to our conference.
Okay.
But then the question was, what if those countries, they bring more people than our own, and then we find that maybe they've filled up, maybe maybe they've taken 1,000, and then maybe we have got 1,000 locally who want to come. It was then that question that it's better that we say to our own, please try to register at least by end of August, so that we can see how much or how many numbers we can allocate to other countries. But we will try to write to them and maybe suggest, maybe can bring 100 or maybe 200.
Right.
But if they're having more, then we can say, hold on, up until such time, we can communicate to you if you can bring more.
Well, that sounds to me like it's going to be a big headache putting this together. I wish you every success here, Father. Tell me, what about people who are going to be late in registering? I mean, can they come and register on the 6th of December, or is that not possible anymore?
That was a huge problem even in our last Mini World Youth Day. I remember I received some money after the event, you know, which didn't help much because the office relied on the registration. And I remember also when I went for the World Youth Day evaluation, I think we spent more than 30 minutes talking about late registration.
Right.
And Panama, no, Krakow, actually, they were saying that also affected their own planning because about 500,000 registered, I think, on the last week or maybe last 2 weeks of the World Youth Day.
Yes.
So it actually affects the planning of the team, and then people expect that when they come, everything is ready for them. Because then if you register on the 6th, how are you going to get your package? How are you going to get your tag?
Right.
How are you going to get the allocation to the accommodation? Which accommodation are you using? So it becomes very hectic, you know. And actually, if you are dealing with a lot of people, then you need to plan on time. And you need to have everything in place before everybody arrives.
Right, okay. Well, it's quite a headache, I must say. I don't envy your job at all. And but I would really encourage parish priests and parents and so on, and young people who are planning to come, really do this in time, in good time. And I would say, do what Father Mtembeni says. Go to the website, have a look for yourself, and make your choice, and register as soon as possible. And they should pay fully as well. There's no sort of part payment, I suppose, eh?
There isn't, but I think, the other thing is what we said in the registration process is that registration should be done through the diocese for two reasons. One reason is that we last time we had a problem with people who registered and they were not known by the diocese, and when there were problems, we didn't know who to contact.
Right. Okay.
And secondly, is also to for preparation of the person. So if the parishes could communicate with the diocesan office and register their pilgrims through the diocesan office. So the money could be like, if they are paying installments, could be done in the diocesan level or it could be done in a parish level. But then the registration team of the Mini World this day would like to know how many people are coming, and you can fill the names, but payment can follow later. So in the parish, if you know that, okay, we've got five people who want to come to the Mini World Youth Day, you register those people. There is a printable form. You register them, and you send it to the diocese, and the diocese diocesan coordinator will fill the information and then it will appear in the registration scheme. And then they'll know how many people are coming.
Father,
and then in terms of the invoice, they'll send it later.
Right. Father Mtimbeni, these are all things with regard to the logistics of coming and how much it costs and where to phone and who to contact and so on. But if you were a young person, why should I, as a young person, be involved in this mini World Youth Day? Is there a theme? Are you going to have some exciting things happening? Have you got some very famous people going to be at this? What's going to attract young people to come to the Mini World Youth Day?
I think one thing that was highlighted in the evaluations of the first one, young people were like, they were excited to be together. And I think this is what also Pope Francis has been saying, that young people want to be together and they want to share their faith. And I think from the first one, there was so much excitement. There is so much that they learned from each other. There is so much that they saw from each other. Like, for example, even the celebration of the liturgies, the choirs, it was something that was interesting for many of them, and they keep on referring to that. But otherwise, this year we have even the nuncio coming for our Mini World Youth Day. The cardinal will be there, and the president of the SACBC will be there also presiding at our Holy Mass. And we also have catechetical sessions, of which also they like, because they are able to discuss matters of faith and matters that are affecting them as young people with the bishop, and also with some priests who will be giving some presentations as well. So it's not just going there to not only about fun, but it's also about learning. And I think young people want to know something, want to know more about their faith. So there will be a lot of sharing of faith, informally and also formally.
Right. Well, Father Mtimbeni, I'm afraid we have to leave it there, but it's been very interesting talking to you. And I must say, as I said earlier on, I don't envy your job. I wish you lots of strength and don't give up.
Maybe I should apply to come and work there, maybe as a...
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, I really wish you well, and I hope you're going to get the thousands that you're planning to get for this world, mini World Youth Day.
We're praying about it, and we're trying our best to market and to get young people to come.
Anyway, hopefully people will go to the website, which is www.miniworldyouthday.co.za. Read all about it there, and you can do something by registering and going and enjoying this thing and being truly informed and somehow catechized, informed, I don't know. But it's always a very enriching experience when people like this can come together. I know when people came back, for example, from the World Youth Day, they were so enthusiastic about it. And I really hope that it's going to be the same at this mini World Youth Day in Durban. From the dates again are the 3rd to the... What did you say those dates were, Father?
To the 10th.
To the 10th.
Third to the 10th.
Okay, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed, Father. Lovely talking to you and all success. And thank you for all the information.
Thank you very much. Have a good day. Father.
Thank you so much indeed. That was Father Mtembeni Dlamini, who is organizing the Mini World Youth Day in Durban in December. If you want to know anything more about this World Youth Day, I think the easiest solution is you go to the website www.miniworldyouthday.co.za.